The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Jack and Jill's annual Incognito art sale is looming. It is happening this weekend. For people, well, for people who've done it before, they'll know exactly what it's all about. If you haven't, it's actually a great, great idea. So you go online and you buy a little piece of art. It's generally about the size of a postcard and you don't know who did it, but you're generally guaranteed it is somebody of high esteem. It could be a celebrity, it could be a musician, it could be an actor, it could be an artist, it could be a fashion designer like Don O'Neill, who's with me in studio.
Thank you, Kieran, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on this glorious summer's evening.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's spectacular. Ireland is like this all the time.
Oh, yes. Pascal is hoping that and crossing all his fingers and toes.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely beautiful out there. So, like I said earlier, if you haven't got out, try and get out for a couple of hours before the sun sets this evening. So, you've been involved with this before, haven't you?
So this is my third year being involved, and it's a huge honour to be involved. A friend of mine, another artist, Kira Burke, has been involved for many years, and Kira had always spoken to me about it. And obviously I was living in New York, so I was kind of remote from the whole opportunity. And then another friend, Maureen O'Leary, asked me 3 years ago, Don, would you be interested in creating 3 postcards for the Jack and Jill Foundation? I'm like, well, I've heard about it through Kira. I didn't know a lot about it. But I created the 3 postcards and while still living in New York. And Don Delaney, who does some of their PR, reached out to me and asked if I would do some promoting around the event. And then I started to learn about it. And it, what an incredible children's charity it is. The work that they do pulls at all my heartstrings, and anything I can do to help those families and more, I'm so willing to do it.
I was going to ask about the 3 postcards, but I shouldn't ask you anything because it's incognito. We'll have to get you back afterwards so we can talk about how you decided what to create on them. It's a great idea, isn't it?
So Lucinda Hall had this incredible idea 9 years ago, and there are so many people out there willing to support the charity, and this gives them a wonderful physical means as almost a thank you. So for their 70 euros, they get to own a piece of art that they truly love. And then when it arrives in the post, there's the surprise of flipping it over and seeing who created it. And it might be Bono, or it could be Bruce Springsteen, or it could be Don O'Neill. Who knows? There are so many people that are contributing their time to create these postcards. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So if people just, if you look up, if you Google Jack and Jill Incognito, you'll find the detail of it. Jackandjillstore.ie as well, as all the links there and all the explanations as to how it works. So it's really straightforward how to do it, and it is happening this weekend. So doors open 10 a.m. Friday and Saturday, April 11th and 12th. So first come, first serve, that's how it works. But you can register beforehand as well. You can do that as of today,
actually.
So
basically, Kieran, what they have, there's a gallery here in Dublin. So there's 1,800 pieces in the gallery. It's open for preview today and tomorrow. And then on Friday morning at 9 o'clock when it opens, in you can go and purchase.
Yeah.
And then online, there's a whole other plethora of wonderful pieces available, which you can view online now, and those can be purchased on April 16th.
Yeah, so the gallery is Unit 5, Charlemont Square, Dublin 2, for anybody in and around the capital city. Well worth a visit into. How are you enjoying living back in Ireland?
I am so loving it. People think I'm working for Bord Fáilte and getting paid a fortune, which I am not. But I am so happy to be back in Ballyhaig. It truly is. I feel like it's paradise on earth. And I think my attitude to life has changed. I worked very hard in New York for 30 years and I gave it my all. And it was all about work and sort of family, and my life sort of took a backseat. It was all about the career. And then coming back home, I've had time to reflect and get my priorities shifted. And family obviously was a huge priority for Pascal and I, which is why we decided to leave New York. But being back to family with a renewed sense of gratitude, I am truly... Gratitude is an amazing gift to have, and yeah, we all take it for granted. It's like living life consciously with your eyes wide open and seeing what's around you and amazing. Like yesterday, I saw my first swift. I'm like, oh my God, the summer's here, the swifts are back. It's like the swallows are here. But there are so many things around us on a daily basis that we can be grateful for. And if you can live in the attitude of gratitude, everywhere and everything is amazing. So I'm living in the attitude of gratitude in Ballyhaig, and I'm just walking on air and people say, what's he on? But I'm on gratitude. It's amazing.
That's lovely, because I remember Peter McFerry, you know, and he of the Peter McFerry Trust. People will know him well. We were talking about religion and how he prays, and he says he prays by being grateful on a daily basis. Gratitude to him was his form of prayer.
And I fully concur with him. Gratitude. Yeah. Gratitude is a prayer of gratitude. I mean, it's such a simple thing. You don't have to, it doesn't have to get all spiritual or overly complicated. The act of gratitude is a prayer in itself. So yes, I agree with him 100%.
I mean, it there's a real divergence between what I imagine life in New York is like and life in Ballyhigh. Was that intentional? That like it was kind of so chaotic or so busy for so long that we needed a complete reset?
Well, COVID forced that reset and it forced a pivot in my career, but it was a welcome break. I actually didn't know I was burned out, but I was actually burnt out. I mean, it was all pistons burning. New York is like everything is fully on all the time and there's no stepping back from it. In New York, if you step back from your career for 2 minutes, you're out the door and you're replaced. So you can't. I think COVID just gave me that break to step back and reflect on what I was doing and where our future was going. And I'm like, I don't want to go back to this. I couldn't believe it because I loved what I did and I would have done it without being paid. I never told my boss that, but I really couldn't believe I got paid to do the job that I did. I loved what I did, but it came with a price. There was a huge price and I don't regret any of it, but now I'm totally appreciating this time to step back and living. I'm at home. I'm living next door to my dad. So we have a new start here in a wonderful environment. And I'm not sure where the new career is going or where Don O'Neill is going. He's not retired. I'm too young to be retired. I can't afford to be retired.
Yeah.
But there is a new path. And I think I just needed a clean break and something entirely different.
And do you enjoy that process of being on a journey, but not necessarily knowing where it's going?
It's very Don O'Neill.
Okay.
Seriously. And people even ask me about my career and all of the things I did. And how did you get there, Don? And I'm like, naivete. I hadn't a clue. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be a fashion designer. I knew I wanted to make beautiful evening dresses. I knew I wanted to be in London. When I was in London, I knew I wanted to be in Paris. No idea how those things would work out. I just put one step foot in front of the other. Didn't even think about what the obstacles might be at all. Just put myself out there and just kept going forward. Great advice. Naivete is such a gift.
Naivete, gratitude. Great advice. Double dose of advice from Don. Listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks many for coming in to us.
Thank you, Kieran. This is wonderful.
Yeah, so incognito.ie or the Jack and Jill website, Google it and you'll find the detail the artwork is available to view in person, as we said, in the gallery in Unit 5, Charleman Square, Dublin 2, and then all going online as well, or there's artwork available online. Like I say, all this detail is online. It'd be take me too long to read through it all, but it's brilliant, brilliant initiative for a charity that's incredible. Really, really, really great cause. Don, thanks a million for coming
to
us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.